personhood law on hold. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A federal judge in Phoenix has blocked enforcement of a new law in Arizona that gives all legal rights to unborn children. Abortion rights providers had sued, claiming the law puts them at risk of prosecution for providing what would be otherwise legal abortions. Arizona's Attorney General Mark Brnovich says he'll appeal that order. The Biden administration has told hospitals they must provide an abortion in cases where the mother's life is threatened by a pregnancy, regardless of state law.
The White House says federal law supports the statement. The Department of Health and Human Services cites the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, passed in 1986, which essentially says doctors must assess if a woman is in labor as well as if they would be subject to an actual or potential health emergency. Many of those potential problems include issues during pregnancy or resulting from a pregnancy loss. HHS says this federal guideline supersedes state law, even in states that have banned abortions following the overturn of Roe v. Wade.
Fox's Gernal Scott. President Biden leaves this evening on another foreign diplomacy trip, this time to the Middle East, with stops in Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the Palestinian territory. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
This trip will reinforce a vital American role in a strategically consequential region. And also, it will reinforce that our role is different today than it was 20 years ago on the eve of the war in Iraq.
The president Monday got a preview of the first images from the deepest regions of space from the James Webb Space Telescope.
These images are going to remind the world that America can do big things. And then remind the American people, especially our children, that there's nothing beyond our capacity. Nothing beyond our capacity.
NASA will release a series of images from the telescope publicly later today. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Less than 120 days until the midterm elections. The latest Fox News power rankings estimate the red wave in November will give Republicans control of the House of Representatives with at least a majority of 7 seats, perhaps as high as 37. There are 5 Senate races regarded as toss-ups. The GOP would have to win 2 of those and hold all of their current Senate seats to take control of the Senate. The echoes of the COVID lockdowns are still reverberating for some voters.
This election year, some parents say COVID-related school closures have made them single-issue voters, ready to cross party lines. Dr. Jennifer Reisman, a self-described former party line Democratic voter in Maryland, says she's totally focused on education after long school closures made her furious.
I want to know where your candidate stands on education and open schools. This is all I care about. Tell me that.
Dr. Marjorie Smelkinson is an infectious disease scientist who became active in reopening Montgomery County, Maryland public schools during COVID.
They didn't care about the science. It was more about the teachers' union's demands, unrealistic views of the risks.
In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Gas prices continue to ease slightly. AAA says, on average, a gallon of gas is selling for $4.65. That's down nearly 2.5 cents since yesterday. It's a big day today for television actors and their fans.
The Emmy nominations will be announced. Melissa Fumero and actor J.B. Smoove will announce the nominees for the 74th Awards on the Television Academy website, Emmys.com, beginning at 11:30. Eastern, Ted Lasso, Succession, Stranger Things, Yellowstone, Only Murders in the Building.
We should do our own true crime podcast.
We're going to go down there and look around for clues.
Do you want to come?
Do I want to break into a dead guy's apartment?
And Euphoria, among the shows ranking at the top for series. The annual event is set to air on NBC Monday, September 12th. Chelsea, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.